Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another splendid topic and episode of The Early Echo. Wherever you are, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. A reminder to also make dua for the Ummah, make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, that for the sake of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he grants relief to the Ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Every human being wants to live a quality life, a good life. Every human being wants to be successful, wants harmony in their homes, sukoon, tranquility, contentment of heart, peace of mind. Everybody. Yes, the vast majority seek these things in the wrong places. Like in entertainments, amusements. But Islam teaches us how to live. How to live a quality life. How to gain the maximum benefit in this short, precious life. Of course, it only lies in obedience. Obedience to the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. Obedience to the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is his last and final prophet. So by following the commands of the Quran Pak and following the Sunnah lifestyle of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that will take the person to great heights to attain the maximum benefit. Everything else is just useless and will lead to self-destruction, will lead to frustrations. So today we're going to be talking about living a high quality life. Before that, let's remember the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. How about we make some good intentions? Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallah ta'ala. Let's do ourselves a favor and develop our spirituality. By doing that, we will draw closer to the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His blessings, His bounties as well. There are wonderful narrations regarding reciting Salat ala Nabi. Sayyidina Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a famous Sahabi, has said that the person who recites Salat ala Nabi, Durud Sharif, not only does that person receive blessings, but also his children and his grandchildren receive blessings as well. Subhanallah. Before we move forward, let's watch, let's listen to a beautiful kalam, and we'll continue with this discussion on living a high quality life. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Aqa bulal madine, aqa bulal madine, gumbad e khazra dikha hai aakhri nabi, gumbad e khazra dikha hai aakhri nabi, میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف، آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف، مکے کے جلوے پھر دکھائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، فرمائیے حق سے دعائیں آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینہ، آقا بلانا مدینہ، آقا بلانا مدینہ، آقا بلانا مدینہ، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، واللہ ایمان ہے میرا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، آقا سنگری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، میرے گنبد خضرا شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روز قیامت بخشوائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینہ، آقا بلانا مدینہ، آقا بلانا مدینہ، آقا بلانا مدینہ، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑا ہے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا ہے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا ہے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا ہے آخری نبی، مدینے میں بلا ہے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا ہے آخری نبی، آقا بلا لو مدینے،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. MashaAllah azawajal. I'm sure you enjoyed that kalam. You can find this kalam on YouTube by visiting Dawat Islami's official page called Naat Production. Continue listening, recite along. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our most merciful Allah Azza wa Jal has filled the earth with countless bounties, wondrous blessings, making life enjoyable despite the multitude of trials, tribulations that we are facing. Life tastes sweeter than honey. This is probably one of the reasons that every person wishes to live a long life. And when somebody makes dua for us, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant you a long life with good health, beneficial wealth, with sukoon and happiness. We say Ameen. A long life does not necessarily mean living for more years, but living more in how many ever years that we do have. So it's a case of quality versus quantity. A person suffering from long-term physical or mental health problems is severely restricted. Those things severely restrict the normal day-to-day living and cannot live a fulfilling life. Even they may live for 100 years. It's not how long you live, it's how you live. In this day and age, many of us, we associate quality of life with good health, secure finances, and esteem, respect. But this is in reality something which is outdated. A holistic approach to a good quality life must incorporate certain things. We have to look after our health. Which health? There are three main categories. If these things are healthy, automatically a person will live a high quality life. Even if they lived for a few years, compared to a person whose condition is unhealthy and lived for a longer period of time. Quality. What are those three categories that we need to develop? We need to focus on. We need to prioritize. Physical health, mental health, and spiritual health. These three dimensions are the very makeup of human life. It enhances the quality of all three by enhancing the quality of life. If we enhance these three qualities, the quality of your life will increase, will get better. So this is known as the mind, body, and soul. And in today's discussion, we are just going to touch the tip of the iceberg on how to live a good quality life. Let's start with the first category, the physical health of a person. Did you know that the human body is made up of approximately 37 trillion cells? Not million, not billion, 37 trillion cells. We can't see them with the naked eye. And these cells have different functions. Cells that perform similar functions work together to form organs of the body, the brain, the eyes, lungs, kidneys, heart, skin, etc. When these organs function properly, effectively, a person is considered to be having good physical health. Organs require energy to function. This energy comes from the food we eat. Our body then uses this energy to help us perform our daily tasks. And also all the internal bodily functions, breathing, pumping of the heart, digestion of the food, maintaining body temperature. If these cells are unhealthy because they are not receiving the adequate and appropriate amounts of energy, the person will end up becoming sick. So where do we focus on? The food, the food intake. What am I eating? Am I eating this just because of the taste? Because junk food generally tastes appetizing, but the taste is restricted to the mouth, the taste buds. Once it's chewed up and gone down into the stomach, but if there's no proper energy in that food, we're getting full. What about energy? Calories? If we're not receiving the proper energy, nutrients, minerals, vitamins, you may be full, but you'll end up getting sick. How can you then live a quality life? So with this simple physiological description, we can conclude that there are two important aspects to our physical health: calorie intake through eating and calorie expenditure through exercise and metabolism, internal bodily functions. So eating healthy, eating good, wholesome, whole foods is one aspect, but living an active life is another aspect. If I'm stuck behind the desk for hours on end and I don't live a physical life, I don't do some type of physical activity, whether it's exercise, whether it's walking, still I may end up getting sick. So our food intake must have an adequate amount of carbohydrates, proteins, fat, and other essential nutrients. Always have set times for meals. Limit eating at night to 3 hours before sleeping. Late night snacks has become a habit in many of our lives and leads to lots of negative repercussions. Deep fried foods we should replace with baked or grilled options. Limit the snacks. Introduce more fruits and veggies into your diet. Avoid tobacco products or any type of drug use. Islam already forbids and prohibits alcohol, but to those who are drinking, it's going to have a damaging effect on every organ of theirs. Try to exercise or at least walk for at least 150 minutes every day. If you can do this for 45 minutes, 45 minutes. Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azawajal, a great scholar and saint of Islam, advises us, start with 45 minutes a day. Islamic sisters can do this in the comfort of their own homes. In a room, in a passage, 45 minutes. First 15 minutes, a brisk walk where you break out a sweat. Increase the heart rate. Your breathing should become fast. You should perspire. First 15 minutes at a fast pace, a brisk walk. Next 15 at your normal pace. And the third 15, a brisk walk again. Without spending any money, not even 1 cent, 1 penny, on gymming equipment or on gym membership fees. Walking. Start with 45 minutes and then try to double it. 45 times 2. It will help greatly. So the physical makeup and health of the individual must be focused on, because this is one component to living a good quality life. And this brings us to the next category, which is mental health. In fact, our mental health is more important than our physical health. But sadly, we focus very little on this. A person will focus more on developing their physical health, which must be done, but more focus must be then given to the mental health of the individual. Because you will not be able to truly benefit from your physical health if your mental health is in chaos. Take for example, people suffering from depression, anxiety, worry, stress. How can the person enjoy their life even if they are medically fit, even if they are eating healthy, even if they are gymming, exercising, but their mind is disturbed? How can they enjoy life? Always worried, always stressed out, full of tension, anxious, panic attacks. So mental health or mental ill health is a hidden state of mind that we can't see. It's internal, inside. Many are suffering in silence and there's little understanding of mental health problems in our society. You know, a social experiment was done not too long ago. And psychologists, psychiatrists, they were asked, how many people do you see to? And between a host of them, it was hundreds over a certain period of time. And then they were asked, how many people have you healed? And every single one said, none. Yet they charge exorbitant fees. The person who is worried needs somebody to talk to. Doesn't have to be a psychologist, a psychiatrist, somebody who cares, who shows sincere concern. Just to listen to the person, blow off the steam, take off those heavy burdens that feel like heavy weights on the chest, on the mind. They feel suffocated, they feel frustrated. They just want somebody to, they need an outlet. Family members can do this in privacy, private and confidential. And where possible, give them some simple, practical advices. How many people we have come across and I'm suffering and I'm always worried. You give them some time. Let them blow off that steam. Could be 10 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes. Be a good listener. And then give some a healthy dose of advice. This world is the test. This world is a prison. الدنيا سجن للمؤمن وجنة للكافر. Haven't we heard about that narration? The world is a prison for the believer. It's a paradise for the disbeliever. But this is a temporary prison for the believer. And of course, a temporary paradise for the disbeliever. If we observe patience, we patiently persevere, we patiently endure, we tolerate with forbearance, and we keep moving forward, we keep doing good, abstaining from sin, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very soon we are going to be released from this temporary prison. And then through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the everlasting paradise for the believer. So you need to condition the mind. You change your mindset and you change everything. Mental health issues are on the rise in our societies. Even those who have access to so much facilities, conveniences. We look at the so-called celebrities who look like they have it all. They have fame, they have contacts and connections, influence, positions of power, wealth. How come their marriages do not last? How come they are alcoholics, drug addicts and suicidal? How come? Mental issues. And there's also a stigma that's attached to mental health problems, because of which people feel ashamed and guilty to even express themselves. Parents must be emotionally, physically available for their children throughout their life. Even if your child is grown up, is married, has their own children, be emotionally available. Try to look at the positive aspects of life. Don't dwell on the negative experiences. The real mistake is not learning from our mistakes. That's the real mistake. Those mistakes, those failures of life, we have a choice, positive or negative, which way I'm taking. Many take the negative route. I'm useless. I'm worthless. Can't even do this. And they sink into depression. They leave their salahs. They stop making dua. They stop turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are easy, vulnerable targets for shaitan and the nafs. And they could utter things that could lose the iman. But if you take the positive route, I tried it. I put in my best efforts. And I see now, should not have done that. This, I could have done better. Should have spent more time over there. Make notes. Why did I fail? What were the mistakes that I did? Where I need to tweak and improve? Done? Your plan of action, your edits, let's try it again. You will do better than the first time if we're learning from our mistakes, because mistakes and failures are actually stepping stones to better yourself, to move even a few steps forward. Second time around, if you fall again, there's something new, a new angle that I didn't consider. Keep developing, keep improving yourself. You fall down, pull yourself up. Don't wait for somebody to pick you up. Pull yourself up with a PMA, positive mental attitude, and pull others up. You be the one to pull yourself up and to empower others as well. Be the first drop of the rainfall and march forward till the next time you get knocked down. March forward again till you get knocked down. At the end of the day, ultimately, eventually, you'll reach your destination. But if I fell down and I stayed down and I'm like, what's the use? You will never reach your goals, reach your destinations. Always try to look at the positive aspects of life and be grateful for what you have. You have so much more than so many people out there. If you have a roof over your home, over your head, even if it's a one-bedroom little place, think about the person who is sleeping on the streets. He has no home, homeless. If you have a simple meal, think about the one who doesn't know where the next meal is coming from. If you have a simple vehicle, second hand, third hand, but it's taking you from A to B, think about those who are reliant solely on public transportation. Be grateful. Believe me, if you're grateful and you keep thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your mindset will become positive. Ya Allah, you have given me so much. I can see, I can hear, I can speak, I can talk. I can use my fingers, my hands, my feet, my legs. I can use my brain. Others are confined to wheelchairs, to their beds. Others are disabled. Others unable to see, to hear, to speak. You are much better off than many people out there. The problem is, if I'm looking at the person who has more than me, I'm never going to be happy. Why do that? Why put yourself down? By comparing yourself to the person who has more access, more influence, more material items than yourself. Don't do it that way. Do it the other way. That I have more material items, influence, contacts, connections than so many other people. Not to look down upon them, no. If you can uplift them, do it. With good intentions, you'll earn lots of rewards. But to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you have. Abuse in childhood, we hear about it. In different societies, we hear about human trafficking. Human trafficking is another name or label for slavery. That's what it is. People, children are kidnapped. They auctioned off. And whatever the master, the owner who bought them, desires to do with them, they are slaves. It's a massive industry where influential people are earning billions and are doing the sickest thing that you can think of. They are the followers of Shaitan, Iblis, the rejected one. They do those sacrifices, human sacrifices, and filthy, dirty, sickening things they do with even babies. This is happening in the 21st century. Children should be taught that if they experience abuse, even if it's bullying at school or otherwise, is abuse, is oppression, they must discuss this with their parents, with the person they trust the most, with their teacher. And abuse can only be stopped if the awareness is created. Awareness about bullying, that bullying will not be tolerated. Abuse of any type, physical, verbal, psychological, emotional, zero tolerance. If they don't talk about it, the abuse continues. And mentally, psychologically, emotionally, it will finish them. So encourage your young ones that don't bully others and don't allow others to bully you. Don't touch others. Don't allow others to touch you. Respect yourself and respect others. Don't take anything from anybody. This is part of the training that needs to be done. Let's watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Good manners is such a quality which makes a person beautiful, makes a person unique, and a person stands out from other people. How important are good manners in one's lives? Let's listen to some beautiful ahadith related to good manners. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned, you cannot please people by your wealth, but your cheerfulness and good manners can please them. Subhanallah. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, on the Day of Judgment, there will be no other deed that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds of a believer than good manners. Subhanallah. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the perfect believers in Iman, means in faith, are those who have good manners. Subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, those whose manners are the best amongst you, Allah will be most favorite to me and will be nearest to me on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. These beautiful ahadith regarding good manners. Let's all make intentions that inshallah azawajal, we will try our level best to instill good manners in our personalities. And inshallah azawajal, after instilling those manners in ourselves, we will then pass them on to others as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحان الله عز وجل. Always something to learn at every turn in this beautiful, fragrant Madani movement of Dawat Islami. What are you waiting for? If you haven't joined us yet, join. Access the facilities, the platforms, the activities, the classes, the courses of Dawat Islami to empower yourself. Enroll in Madrasatul Madina, Jami'atul Madina, Darul Madina. Attend the weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima. Travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the qafilas of Dawat Islami. Read or listen to the weekly booklet, a monthly Faizan Madina magazine. There's so many things happening. Don't get left behind. It's all about reformation. Reforming myself and those around me and people of the world, inshallah. We've been through physical health, mental health, which is more important than physical health. And that brings us to the most important aspect of our life. And that is spiritual health. These three things. Physical, mental, spiritual. If they are healthy, the person will live a high, good quality life. If we think of our life as a tree, picture a tree. You have the trunk, you have the branches, you have the roots underground. Your physical health is like those branches. Your mental health is like the trunk of the tree. And your spiritual health is like the roots of the tree. If the roots are rotten, if they are not getting adequate amounts of the nutrients that they need, you know what's going to happen to that tree. It's going to be finished. So the roots, spiritual health, if it's healthy, it sucks up those nutrients from the soil and the water into the trunk. So the trunk, your mental health, if that is healthy, that goes towards the branches and then the leaves and the fruits, your physical health will then be healthy. And do you know what? this most important aspect of our life, our spiritual health, is also the most neglected in most people. The roots which are not nourished properly affects the whole tree. That's it. And perhaps this is the reason we don't have sukoon in our lives. Tranquility, fulfillment, true happiness, peace in our life. Although we may have physical and material well-being. So how do I improve my spiritual health? Your body needs food, your mind needs food, your soul needs food as well. Your soul. Spiritual food. What is that? For you and I as believers, as Muslims, as ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, at the top. 5 daily salahs, no negotiations. Fulfilling whatever is obligatory upon me, whether it's zakah or hajj or fasting in Ramadan, fulfilling rights of people, learning and practicing the sunnah lifestyle, the perfect lifestyle. All of these things are connected to develop our spirituality, our spiritual health. And Dawat-e-Islami has got you, offers you, if you haven't commenced as yet, on App Store or Play Store, you can download Nek A'mal, Pious Deeds, for free. This is essentially a program, a self-questionnaire, where you are going to pose certain questions to yourself on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, and yearly as well. And they're all aimed, they bottleneck into developing your spiritual health. It's simple, but absolutely effective. If practiced upon, not just filling out, okay, I did this, I didn't do this, I didn't do this, I did this. You're reminding yourself. You're taking stock of your life, a stock take. You are monitoring your progress. Because you're, again, the roots, if they are healthy, your spiritual health, if that is in order, it will have positive reverberations for your mental health, for your physical health, and thereby will allow you to live a good quality life. Don't delay. This is a game changer. And it's going to produce guaranteed results. If a person fills and does their best, puts in their best efforts to practice upon it, you will notice, you will see the changes. You will control your tongue, your eyes, your ears. You will start making good intentions before doing permissible deeds. You'll become more punctual with your salahs. You'll practice the sunnah. You'll be in an ongoing method of reforming yourself. It's not a once-off thing. There's a structure. Islam provides the structure. Islam provides the foundation, which is Islamic values, Islamic teachings, Islamic knowledge. Life is a beautiful gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must do our best to look after this gift and make it a means of success on the Day of Judgment, so that we gain, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eternal bliss and bounties of Jannah. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. your day with remembrance of all.